Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Crazy cheap prices on the free Spud Shed app.
Welcome to Sports Day here on this Thursday, our lucky last show of the week, and plenty of news bubbling around. Straight into the news headlines for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand, and the AFL have announced their vaccination policy in consultation with the AFL Players Association, Paul Hazelby.
And it is mandatory, Carl, for all players to have the vaccination. In Victoria, November 26 is the date that they need to have that. That's both for AFLW players and AFL players. In New South Wales, the 17th of December, and WA, Queensland and South Australia, February 18th. Is the day. And failure to comply, basically there's four categories here that a player can be transferred to the inactive list, or they can be kept on the list, but they'll only be paid 25% of the CBA minimum salary. They could have their contract terminated in agreement with the player, or clubs can exercise the right through law to terminate the contract of the player, but that can't be before the 18th of May. So it's pretty clear they won't be able to go to the clubs, they won't be able to travel and go interstate. So if you want to play AFL, you have to be vaccinated.
Yeah, and a lot of those stipulations are required when you want to enter a stadium anyway. Get Ranger confidence for the price of a quad. Visit your local Polaris dealer today. Adam Voges will join us in the program today, as will Jacob Van Ruin, a young draftee, hopefully, and David Short to update all the sports betting odds.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Now, Hayes and I are going to have a bit of a yak about the cricket. We've had a couple of really important people on this program in the last couple of weeks, and Mark Taylor and Ian Chappell, and we've chewed the fat and we've talked to them about what the team looks like. And I see Warney's picked a team and Adam Gilchrist has picked a team, and Paul Hazelby would like to pick his team. So how are you looking at this, mate? What are you thinking now that we've had a couple of warm-up games, first against New Zealand, now against India, where we had our colours well and truly lowered?
It's not panic stations just yet. It was a win against New Zealand. They're very good at this format of the game. And India, they're the benchmark, and they'll go in as favourites in this tournament. But they did easily account for us by 8 wickets. They chased down our 152, 2 overs to spare. So they did it easily. Some positives there that Stoinis is back from his injury. He batted well. Smith did as well. He tapped them around as he always does. And Maxwell, the other one, he's been coming off some good form. But we knew those players were going to shine. It was probably David Warner and Finch at the top, particularly Warner. He's the player under a fair bit of pressure. It's just a matter of whether Justin Langer is going to back any superstar, and he has been a superstar for a long time in all formats of footy, but he's out of touch, out of form. Do you make the call now, Carl, or do you just go with him up until a certain point?
Well, I personally would go with him until a certain point. I think you've got to let the quality give him an opportunity and see if they can shine. But at the same time, we've got some up-and-coming blokes that are hungry, like a Josh Inglis, who could easily go to the top of the order. Marcus Stoinis could easily go to the top of the order, which he has in domestic cricket here in Australia. So there's plenty of options in and amongst that batting lineup. And I think that they've all got flexibility where they could either open the innings, given how short the format is. They come in at 2, 3, 4 anyway. Why not? Why not flick it around a bit?
I think last night showed that we bat deep, and most teams really do bat deep these days as well. So if my instruction for David Warner would be just go out there, mate, have fun, belt them around, get off to a flyer. That's all you need to do. If you can get 20 quick runs, don't worry about getting bogged down, because he did last night. When you face 5 or 6 balls and you're out of touch, it then puts pressure on Finch because he feels he has to go at a higher rate. Just take the shackles off, have a go, see if that works for the next 2 or 3. If it doesn't, then make the change. The other one is Hazelwood too. He's coming off a very good IPL back end of that tournament. I'd probably be looking at him to come in and just shore up that bowling group with Stark and also Cummins.
The problem that I've got, mate, is that when you looked at the Indian bowlers, they open with the spinners with a brand spanking egg, and they got the results, and we're crap at playing spin. And then you have
we
a look
don't
at the
have
other
them, do we?
Well, no.
Not enough.
And then you look at Stark and Cummins. You know, Stark goes for 7 and over. Cummins goes for 8.25 and over. Richardson goes for almost 11, 10.91. Mitch Marsh bowled 2 overs, 8.5 and over. Stoinis, 2 overs, goes at 8 and over. Glenn Maxwell comes in with the spinners and he gets slogged because he's not really a spinner. And then Zampa, well, he wasn't much better and he is a spinner. So, you know, we do have some spin in there, but we just don't have the quality of what India and a few of the other countries have right now.
Spot on, Carl. The other bad news was Georgia Wareham. Talking about spin, she's the preferred spinner for our Australian women's team. Confirmed ACL, so she won't be taking part in the WBBL and also the upcoming Ashes, which which is disappointing. Some footy news, Phil Davis has re-signed with the Giants for another year. And in basketball, Josh Giddey made his debut today. Only 4 points. Carl went 2 from 7.
All right. We will clear a commitment on the other side. Adam Voges, the West Australian cricket coach, will join us next here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day, and we normally have a chat to Adam Voges on a Wednesday, but of course he was busy yesterday finishing off a Sheffield Shield match against Tasmania. Some gold moments, opportunities as good as gold, McMahon be more, and there was a few gold moments out of the match, including Jai Richardson, who made a pretty good fist of it with the bat in the second dig, and Adam, that was really crucial for, I think, the contest going as long as it did.
Yeah, good evening, guys. And, yeah, probably a good thing we didn't speak yesterday. I was getting a bit tense about this time. But, yeah, ended up being a really good game of cricket. Unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of the result. But, yeah, there was some good stuff to come out of it. Obviously, Jai Richardson well and truly kept us in it yesterday after sustaining that back spasm after day one. And we weren't sure if he was going to have any involvement in the game, but was able to get himself up for yesterday and nearly did enough for us to get the win as well.
What was the catalyst for being able to turn around his injury, given that he only bowled the couple of overs in the first innings?
Yeah, it was just a back spasm that he picked up during the warm-up of the morning of day two. And if you saw him moving then, you probably didn't think he was going to take any further part in the game. But to his credit, I think to our medical staff's credit, they worked tirelessly on him over day sort of two and day three of our game and got him to a point where he was able to play a pretty pivotal role yesterday. So there was a lot of work behind the scenes that went into that, and credit to Jai as well. No doubt that he was in a bit of pain yesterday, but pushed through it and did a really good job.
Voges, the bowlers were okay, but the batsmen, a few starts, no one really went on with it. And from two matches now, you currently sit basically in last position, given New South Wales and Victoria are yet to play. Has that been the most frustrating part so far?
Yeah, we played on two very different surfaces, Hayes. We copped the flat one over in Adelaide and turned Rotten Oval. And then this whack of wicket, I thought was actually a really good cricket wicket. It had enough there for the seamers. There was certainly some sideways movement off the wicket for majority of the 4 days, particularly with a bit of weather around. But it also rewarded the batters who played well and were patient. So, yeah, there were certainly different moments throughout the game where I thought we had the momentum but just weren't able to hang on to it for long enough. We had some good starts. Josh Phillippe got 60. Sean Marsh got 59 in the second inning. Sam Wildman got 49. So we got some starts, but really, we would have liked one of those guys to go on, get a really big 100 for us and probably help us win the game. So that was certainly the message to the batting group after the game, is that we're going to have to work pretty hard for our runs if we're going to keep getting those sort of wickets, and they'll have to do it for a little bit longer.
You've got a few away on national duty at the moment, so there's opportunity provided for some players that don't normally get too much opportunity when you talk about Sheffield Shield and Cartwright and Darcy Short and even Bancroft, not setting the world on fire once those opportunities have presented. Has that been frustrating for them and you?
Yeah, I don't think any of those guys probably had the game that they would have liked to. And Hilton's coming off 100 in the previous Shield game over in South Australia, so... it was disappointing that he wasn't quite able to back that up. But, yeah, look, we need more. They're all senior players now. They've been around the system for a long period of time, albeit they've been in and out of the side at different periods. But they've got a golden opportunity now to make those positions theirs, and it's up to them. But, we're certainly working hard behind the scenes to help them, make sure that they're getting better each day and make sure that they're ready to go. We've got some games against South Australia next week, which we're looking forward to.
Adam Voges there. McMahon has opportunities as good as goal. Visit careers.mcmahon.com.au. McMahon, be more. Now, we'll have a chat to a young bloke by the name of Jacob Van Ruin next here on Sports Day. He's a young gun when it comes to West Australian footy.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're going good, mate. How was the testing out at Wesley on the weekend on Sunday? How'd you go?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I didn't do too badly. Maybe there's a few things I would have liked to do a little bit better, but there's nothing I can really do about it now.
Do you like it? Right. 20-metre sprint. I think you do the agility test. What else do you do? 2K time trial. Do you actually like that stuff?
I like everything except the 2K. The 2K is a bit, yeah, it's pretty tough and hurts a little bit, but no, all the other stuff is good fun.
My kind of guy there, Carl. He doesn't need to do it because he can just play. He finds the footy, he can play in multiple different positions. He did that this year, didn't you? Playing in the forward line in the Colts and then late in the season being thrown around a bit. Is it something that you enjoyed and which spot do you think you'll end up in time?
Yeah, so it's something I played both positions this year. I did enjoy playing both forward and back and getting that experience, but I think, I don't know, for the time being, I think I'm a forward just because I've played there more recently, but I don't see why I couldn't, yeah, transition down back further into the future.
What about early in the season, mate? You had your challenges with glandular fever. That would have been a pretty tough time, and particularly sometimes it's really hard to pick up. Was it a tough time for you this season?
Yeah, towards the start of the season, yeah, just wasn't feeling very well, especially playing seniors down at Claremont, so playing in the league side. That was really tough. Just, yeah, wasn't feeling up to it. And then, yeah, found out I had glandular fever. So, yeah, they put me back through the Colts down at Claremont and probably struggled with a bit of consistency. But I think I had a good back end to the season. So, that I'm happy with that.
You played league too. 5 games, I think it was, in the league. How was that experience and what did you learn from it?
Yeah, no, it was a really, really good experience. And it was good to play with a lot of guys who have been on AFL lists and have had a lot of experience, but yeah, really enjoyed it, and yeah, it's a lot tougher than playing, yeah, under 18s footy.
Well, just having a look at a few of your games here, mate. You're bullying the kids. I mean, you've kicked 6 goals against Subi, 5 against Perth. You've got some bags. You're kicking them against everybody, to be perfectly honest. Your obviously average was really good. It's exceptional, in fact. And for now, how much interest has there been? Who have you spoken to, and who have you got looking after you?
So I've spoken to a majority of the clubs and, yeah, I've got my manager. He helps me through all of that. And, yeah, so I think I've put myself in a good position coming into the draft.
No doubt. And you've got the runs on the board. When you compare, say, the Colts environment to that league environment, what was it like playing against mature age men? Because, you know, I just think the guys that get the opportunity to do that have handled themselves a hell of a lot better in making the transition from junior footy and into the league ranks. We've seen it sometimes coming out of the Victorian system where it's taken a few guys out of there a little bit longer to step up and make their mark.
Yeah, it's a really big step up just with the physicality, but also playing on guys who are almost, 10, 15 years older than me. So they've played a lot more footy than I have. They're more experienced and smarter than the guys I play on. But, yeah, one thing would just be the physicality and the bigger, stronger bodies.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Now, let's get into our odds update with Tab Touch. The race starts when the bet's on Tab Touch. Bet at your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1-800-858-858. And David Short joins us. Welcome, Shorty. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thanks, Carl Hayes. Really nice to be with you boys. Looking forward to a massive weekend in sport and racing upcoming.
Incentivised was pretty impressive last week. Before we jump into this week's odds.
You're not joking. Yeah, that was one of the more impressive Caulfield Cup performances we've seen for quite a long period of time and very popular since in Melbourne Cup markets as well.
All right, let's start with the racing. The Manicato on Friday night, always a great night.
Yeah, 100% right. I was lucky enough to be there a few years ago to watch the Grey Flash Chautauqua win a Manicato Stakes on a Friday night. Still, to this day, one of the most exciting nights of racing under the lights I've ever seen. And tomorrow night there at Moonee Valley, probably not a vintage edition, it's fair to say, of the Manicato, but nonetheless, a Group 1 up for grabs. Sava to Excel, our $4.60 favourite. On the second line, Lombardo's been 6 into 480. Pretty good supporter out for it. Ingratiating 5-7. Jonker's been well back, double figure odds in 11 into $8. And Sneaky Fives there is a $9 chance, being firm at that quote. But looking forward to the Group 1 Manicato, and the action remains there at Moonee Valley on Saturday. You've got stellar racing from top to tail. We'll go to the feature race of the afternoon, boys. It should be a cracker as well. The Cox played at Group 1 level over the 2,040 metres. Zaki's an easy favourite. Up until most recent performance, things were going swimmingly for Zaki, but with that loss, there's been plenty of punters that have jumped off. It's been easy to back 275 out to 310. Animo, the three-year-old, has been well back 420 into $4. Good support for Very Elegant, 6 into 5. Gold Trips 11 out to 12, State of Rest 11 out to 12, Moonga 14 into 13, and Probabil 14 into 13. All other runners $18 and upwards.
Also, some big races at Randwick.
A couple of big races, absolutely big money races. Anyway, they're relatively new in their existence, but we'll kick off with the Bondi Stakes for the three-year-olds. Scratching at five, Akihiro here. Halal heads up betting. Tommy Berry's got a really nice book of rides there on Saturday. He teams up with Halal here, 330 into 270. Coastwatch has gone the other way, 3 out to 340. Cotter Heel has been 550 to 650, and Royal Zell at $9. The other of those features, the Invitation, over the 1,400 metres. And on Trevier, a warmish favourite here, around that $3 quote, open at 275, as big as 310, back into 3. Ice Bath, $8 and firm. Star Tonte's 8 out to 9. Vangelic, 850 to 11. And Nudge, 14 into $12. Tricky Gal's also there as a $12 chance. But speaking to two former gun footballers like yourselves, the less we talk about Ice Bath, probably the better.
Well, Ice Bath has a really strong West Australian connection, of course, with the McGraths involved in that one. So they're pretty excited. I know that, Shorty. Now, locally, we've got the Belgravia Stakes, the listed race, best of the day.
I bet you don't miss them, though, Carl.
The Ice Bath, they weren't around in my day, mate. You had the beer in the ice, mate.
That's a lot more up my alley, it's fair to say. Let's have a look at the Belgravia Stakes. A lot more comfortable under that scenario, Carl. The Belgravia Stakes has Arcadia Grace, 350 into 340. And speaking of horses with famous connections, It's a Ray Day has been poleaxed in betting 6 into $3.90. And both Mitch and Sean Marsh are both involved in the ownership of this particular galloper. So looks like the boys might have opened up the wallets early and got involved. 6 into 390. Flying Missile, 650 out to 8. Certain Rocks, 550 out to 8. And Leewa, 850 out to 950. Pat's got Sass, 10 into 950. 16 and upwards from there. A ripper edition of the Belgravia Stakes out there at Ascot.
Let's hope it's a ripper edition of the World Cup, particularly for our Australian team. It hasn't started well, but what's the market looking like for that big tournament?
Yeah, gee, so we've got a bit of work to do off that game I saw there overnight up against India. Who are the favourites to win the tournament right now? India at $3, England $4.50, Pakistan at $7.50. Aussies are an $8 chance, as are the West Indies, New Zealand $8.50, South Africa there as a $13 chance as well. The Aussies campaign kicks off on Saturday night, 6 o'clock WA time. They go in at $1.67, taking on South Africa $2.20. The late game there on Saturday sees England $1.62, the West Indies at $2.30.
The NBA is back too, Shorty, and Josh Giddey made his debut today. Only got the 4 points, 2 of 7 with his shooting, but tomorrow we have more games.
We do indeed. Dallas up against Atlanta, 2:14, the Mavs with the Hawks there at $1.74. Milwaukee, $1.74, take on Miami at 2:14, and the LA Clippers up against Golden State, 1.65 for the Warriors with the Clippers at 2:30. Stacks of different markets for the NBA, all there at tabtouch.com.au.
Thank you, Shorty, and we will have a chat to you next Thursday. Take care, mate. Have a great weekend.
Look forward to it, boys. All the best.
Good on you, David Short there with Tab Touch. The race starts when the bet's on. Tab Touch, better your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Now we're going to focus in a little bit on the weather. The Farmers Business Network. Grow your business as an FBN community builder. And we've got plenty of great farming towns. And we're going to have a look around Albany, Bridgetown, Buston, Collie, Esperance. Just a few of the areas that we broadcast to. Kalgoorlie, Katanning, Meriden, Narrogin and Northam as well. Down in Albany, tomorrow, looking at partly cloudy and 17 degrees. Saturday, 20 degrees. 25 on Sunday. And then some rain coming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 18 degrees on Monday, and those showers increasing, and then going to be more showers as it drops down to 15 on Tuesday in Albany. And just having a look a little bit further up into Bridgetown, and it's 17 degrees tomorrow in Bridgetown, 20 degrees on Saturday, and also rain forecast down to 18 degrees on Monday, 15 on Tuesday, and 15 degrees on Wednesday. So take cover. Become a Farmers Business Network community builder and introduce the future of farming to your community. That's all we've got time for tonight here on Sports Day. Hayes and I will be back from 6 o'clock on Monday. We will see you then.